Blog Talk Radio.
Give God some praise this morning. Amen. Know that better days are coming. We could decree and declare today with all faith that better days are here. We're walking in our better days. Amen. We're walking in our healing. We're walking in our deliverance. We're walking in the blessing of the Lord and make you, hallelujah, make you rich and add no sorrow. Amen. We're walking through in our breakthrough. Amen. Better days are here. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise this morning. If you just open up your mouth and just thank Him right now. now. Hallelujah, for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do as you're trusting him, surrendering all over to God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, surrender your will over to God's will, letting God's will be done. Amen. We know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. Come on, come on, enter in this morning and receive. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, as we expected God to do it, it shall be done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning as we come, oh, God. We come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. Oh, God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that you've given your angels charge over us, oh, God, to keep us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for going before us, oh, God. Amen. Preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. We just want to say thank you. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Father God, we come this morning humbling ourselves. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for this deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah, that cleanses us and washes us. Amen, that heals us, that sanctifies us, purifies us, and makes all things new. We thank you for your shed blood and hallelujah, that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, Lord, we come this morning seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you will have for us to do? And, Lord, we ask that you continue to be our strength, that we will fulfill every assignment, oh, God, that you placed in our hand like you did your son, Jesus, amen, as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, oh, God, that you sent your angels, oh, God, to strengthen him, oh, God. Oh, Lord, be our strength. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, that we will not grow weary, oh, God, but we will grow even more in, hallelujah, in our faith, amen. So, Lord, we ask that you increase our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to receive the more, amen, because you're God of more than enough, for all things are in your hand. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you that you're with us, for your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Father God, all they have an ear to hear this one that's on the line, oh God, let the true deliverance come on today, amen. Let true deliverance take root in us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, says, for once and for all, we will be delivered from that thing that's been holding us in bondage and keeping us in captivity, oh God. For your word said, hallelujah, that Jesus came, amen, to set the captives free, that we are free, and we are free indeed. And we just want to say thank you, that we will not go back to the old woman, an old man, amen. Hallelujah, that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, amen. That we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us everyone that we pray for today and will be bringing to the altar today, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. Oh, Lord, do it right now. Oh, Lord, we need your help. Hallelujah. It is written in your word, oh, God, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. Amen. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that, hallelujah, and that of a stranger. We ask you to do this, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice so that we may receive divine direction and instruction of God
of what you would have for us to do. Let thy will be done. We bind thy will to your will. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for your presence right now. We welcome the Holy Spirit of the living God right now to have your way. Have your way in this house. Have your way in the house of your children. Hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, saturate the atmosphere with the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we love you. We come to worship, oh God, as your word says you desire in truth and in spirit. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. We come believing on this morning. Amen. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh Lord. And open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive the great pouring in and coming from heaven. Amen. That coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to, hallelujah, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. I was so thirst for you, hallelujah, for the living God. I was so yearned, overwhelmed, desires, yet even plans of the course of the Lord our God. My Lord, my God, Jesus, Hashatama Moshete, Rekara Moshana Mahaya Isa. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn everly increasing in each of us, O God. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked ways within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backfalling, nor evil be found in us. Amen. That our life be of glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness that we see. Praise to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship where we rejoice only in you, Lord God. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, O Lord. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and a life of praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with all faith this morning, combined faith, we declare in the path that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you right now for answering prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit, renew us. Renew the fire. Renew the zeal, the passion to serve God even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive it right now. We receive the refreshing and restoration right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Father, hallelujah. Father God, it's active our will this morning. We do not want any darkness in our soul. No fear, no worry, no offense, no anger, no pride, no bitterness, no doubt, no addiction, no envy, no strife, no lust, no unforgiving, no jealousy, nothing of the enemy in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so as an act of our will, we choose to loose these things from our soul right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we decree and declare, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we want our soul to be, hallelujah, whole and complete. Amen. And as an act of our free will, we call back all parts of our soul that we gave away, any part of our soul that we gave to sin, we call it back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any part one that we gave away, hallelujah, that is outside of God's will. We call it back right now with immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part of our soul that is under the influence of darkness, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just put in the prayer, Father God. We want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask you to fill our soul with your light, your goodness, your love, your glory, your wisdom, your righteousness. We pray for your grace, how abundant and sufficient grace. We choose to bind our soul with Jesus Christ and be one with God. Amen. Father God, please fill us up with your kingdom and your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord is operating through and about our life right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we're healed, delivered, and set free. Father God, you are the great physician who promised that you would place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are a miracle working God. Amen. You said in Isaiah 53:5 that you are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Father, we decree and declare according to 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Amen. Hallelujah, even as our soul prospers. Father, we know this, hallelujah, that thou want us to be healthy. We know that you want us to be happy. We know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to prosper. We know that you want us to succeed. We know that you want us to walk in optimum health. Amen. We know that you want us to, hallelujah, to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. We know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. Therefore, we decree and declare according to your word, we are healthy and physically fit. Amen. Sickness and disease are far from us. And by your stripes, we are healed. Our mother is healed. Our fathers are healed. Our brothers and sisters are healed. Our children are healed. Our grandchildren, all that we love are healed and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are healed and set free from all illnesses and diseases. We are healed from every physical, physiological, biochemical, bioelectrical malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illnesses, from physical discomfort, from sickness and disease of all kinds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I speak Jeremiah 17, verse 14 through 15 over our lives, and those in our family and all that we love. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. This ought our praise. Behold, I say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come near right now. You sent your word to heal us from all diseases. Your word is mine unto us this day. Amen. According to Psalm 107, verse 20, we decree and declare that we're healed by the word of the Lord. Amen. We speak to every part of our body be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak to the spirit of infirmity. Loose your hold of our life and the ones in our family and all that we love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the fountains of infirmity, affliction, and discomfort and pain dry up right now. Let poison and toxins dry up every organ in our bodies. Oh, Lord, let restoration come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it with all faith. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Right now we call upon angels, Archangel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raphael, Cherubim, Seraphim, thrones, principalities, virtues, corinthians, dominions, powers, and thousands of legions of angels to surround our homes, to surround our life, surround our family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our peace, our marriages, our children, our finances, our businesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our church family, God, please shine your holy light upon us. Cocoon us in your holy life, ensure nothing of evil or badness of anything negative come near us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, encase every member in our family in your holy bubble of light. Amen. Archangel Michael, dig your holy sword into our houses. Encase them with God's powerful protective light. Ensure that which comes from God comes through and nothing else. We ask the four archangels to be in every room. And hallelujah, each archangel to face the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare that we're open and receptive to God and nothing else. Amen. We thank you for all you've done for us, oh God. And we thank you for all that you will do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, faithfulness to the heavens and hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you have your way. We call upon your Elohim, God of all powerful, one creator. We call upon your Jehovah Shammah, the Lord there, the Lord our companion. Amen. We call upon your Elder Nye, the Lord our God, great God. Amen. We call upon your El Elyon to have your way, the God of Most High. We call upon your Yahweh. We call upon your Jehovah Raha, the Lord is our shepherd. We call upon your Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies. lives. We call upon you, Jehovah Sikadua, the Lord our righteousness, amen. We call upon you, Jehovah Zabor, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is our banner. We decree and declare victory over our lives and all that we have and concern about us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, El Rohi, the God who sees us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the God of the mountains, God Almighty himself, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Let healing and peace be in the life of your children. Let it come right now and overtake us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, Jehovah the Father. Have your way, fight every battle, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. We call upon you, El Elohim, the eternal God, the everlasting God. Be with us always, working things out for us, Lord. We call upon you, El, the strong one. Hallelujah to your name, God. Emmanuel, have your way. We just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where would we be this day? But Lord, we thank you that you're with us. It is you that remembered us on today, that you woke us up, that you're awakening our sleeping spirits, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine positioning this morning. Hallelujah. We position ourselves, oh God. Let us receive a great going in. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God. Awaken our spirits this morning. Remove every spiritual sleep, every spiritual numbness, amen. Every spiritual deafness, every spiritual blindness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. If you open up your mouth and just thank him right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, for all that's on the line. I pray for the floodgates of heaven to be open over our lives. I pray for an open heaven on this morning, amen. And I bind every demonic interference right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that's operating in the heavens. That the evil powers of heaven be shaken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the heavens drop dew upon our life. Bow the heavens and come down, O Lord. Let the heavens be open over our life and let us see visions. Amen. Shake the heavens and let us, hallelujah, let our house be filled with your glory. Hallelujah. Thunder against the enemies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your holy name, O Father God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us. Hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your full armor. And hallelujah, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way into those of our family. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Poverty, sickness, spiritual death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we receive it this morning. We decree and declare that we walk in the light. And we're covered with the heavenly salvation. And we are the head and not the tail. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we shall decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough. We'll forever be thanking you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out the land that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. And enjoy this new day in peace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that go before us preparing the way. We decree and declare it is so, amen, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good. We thank you, God, that you have forgiven our sins and if you washed us and you cleansed us, oh God, and those of our family, oh God, as we come today, we come expecting for a mighty move in our life. We come, oh God, to be transform, oh God. Hallelujah. The renewing of our minds this morning with our word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your word. For your word is true and forever, forever established in heaven. So So, Lord, to read your word this morning, oh God, we ask, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of thy word, that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that your word be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you right now as we receive it. By faith we receive it. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we receive it right now by faith. All that we're bringing, oh God, amen, everything we're trusting you for, we're trusting you in, oh God. We're standing in faith, oh God. Lord, if it's our time to move, oh God, let us receive divine directions so we move in the right direction according to your instructions. And we just want to say thank you that you've already prepared the way for us, oh God, that all we have to do is show up and believe you, amen. Though we can't see it right now, but just keep moving knowing that you've already prepared it. We just got to move by faith. And this is where you work, so God, so we ask that you increase our faith on today. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. Lord, meet, hallelujah, Lord, meet us as we rejoice in working righteousness. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. Hallelujah. We are the work of your hand, Lord God. We are the seed of Jacob and we are the elect and hallelujah, and we inherit the holy mountains and we dwell there, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre. We decree and declare that we are a new creation in Christ and our former life is not remembered nor does it come into mind. We decree and declare, man, we are glad, amen. We will be glad and rejoice in the new creation, for you have created your church of rejoicing, your people of joy, and we receive that joy right now. Hallelujah. We ain't got to wait until the prayer ends. We receive the joy right now. We don't have to wait until somebody tells us to rejoice. We receive the joy right now, amen. We got to wait until the money come, the man come, the children come, amen, the job come, the business. We rejoice right now, and we receive that joy right now because it's you that give us the joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you rejoice over us, and weeping and crying have departed from our lives. Amen. We will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Let us come and sing on the heights of Zion and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Our soil will be like a well-watered garden, and we will not sorrow anymore at all. Amen. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. You are the Lord, our righteousness, and we are saved, and we dwell in safety. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all is well with our soul, amen, and we are blessed, and we thank you for, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we seal this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, give us traveling grace and mercy this morning. Give us traveling grace and mercy, oh God, and those for our family and loved ones, oh God, your children around the world. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Many of us are traveling right now, amen, this morning. So, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for all. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle form of transportation that we may take on today, and those in our family and loved ones may take on today, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it, over our homes, amen, all that's in our homes, amen. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen. Hallelujah. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that riches and honor are yours, Father God. And we are your children, and we receive it. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, hallelujah.
Ora baba shake it in your shata.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome everybody this morning. We thank God as we're on day 23. Mm-hmm. God is really moving, Holy Spirit of the living God. We just thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for hallelujah, daughters on the line this day, oh God. And Lord, we're trusting you for a mighty move of breakthrough, amen. A mighty breakthrough in every area of our life. And we just want to say thank you right now, Father God, because we believe and we come expecting to receive. So thank you, oh God, for all that you are doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do. In the life of your daughter, Takara, in the life of your daughter, Sean, in the life of your daughter, Twan, in the life of your daughter, Shavante, amen, hallelujah. And those who have come to this line within these 28 days, my mother, Carol, my minister, Lauren Green, amen, Angela Green, oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, their families and all that we love and concerned about. We thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare the victory, and we're walking expectation. We can't wait. For the testimonies, we're just waiting for the testimony. We shall testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to start with our sister Takara this morning. Welcome, Sister Takara. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Just the name of the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bless the name of the Lord, ladies. Good morning. Glad to be here. The Lord is good. Ready to serve. I'm at the gym.
Amen.
My prayer petition this morning, I want to continue to keep my sister lifted up. She goes to the doctor in March, and it's so confirming that testimony because I believe the Lord. I know she's going to come with a testimony. And I don't ask her about it. But I know she's going to call me and holler, so I pray he'll sound the doctors. We know he's the ultimate healer, and so we expect to, we are very grateful for all the experience that doctors have. But again, we know the ultimate healer. So I've seen him do it before,
yes. And
I know he'll do it again.
Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. We definitely touch and agree this morning as we lift up your sister. And we just, like you're saying, waiting, you know, for the call, the testimony, amen, the rebirth, amen, the doctor will be astonished saying, wait a minute, hold on, why are you here? what was it that they see? Hallelujah, I know God to do it. I've experienced a friend of mine been diagnosed with cancer, pancreatic cancer, and they told her daughter, they said, well, we want to operate right now. Because it's spreading, it's massive, and it's spreading fast. And they told her how big it was and how aggressive it was, and it needed to be done. And she told her daughter, she said, look, I've seen her talk to her, and she said, I know what they want to tell me. I know they want to tell me I got cancer, but I don't want to hear that right now. I just want to have a good time and celebrate my birthday. So they wouldn't tell anything. They waited, and they came over, and they came over to my home, and we prayed, and we, you know, there was a deliverance. We had a deliverance service in the house. And when they went back, she told her, now you can tell me what the doctor said. And then she said, okay, they can operate. We can go and operate. And when they went back to, when they went in to see, that they said that was massive and aggressive, that was spreading. It was, we had prayed, it was shrink down. When they go, it was a pin drop to disappear. And it was literally, if you know what a needle pin, that's how big it was. When they went back in to see, it has shrunk all the way down to just a pin top.
Wow.
So we just, the tip of the pin, that's how small it is. And so we just thank God, knowing that God is able.
You know, we stand in faith that God will just move, and we just trust God. You know, any way that God wants, we say, Lord, let thy will be done. But, Lord, we trust you, and we know you to be a healer. So we lift up your sister this morning. Just say her name, Sakara. I don't remember her name. We lift her up this morning.
Her name is
What's her name again?
Fahim.
Okay, I know I wrote her name down for her because I can't get you this morning. I can barely.
Her name is Bashima.
Bashima, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bashima. Hallelujah. I'm about to write her name down again. Bashima. All right. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, oh God.
Yeah.
It is you, oh God, it's your spirit, oh God, that gives life. Amen. It is you, oh God, that have created us, oh God. It's you, oh God, that have created us. Wonderfully and beautifully made by you, fearfully made, oh God. So, Lord, as we lift up your daughter, the Shema, this morning, oh God, we decree and declare healing because we know you to be a healer. We know, oh God, that you're able to heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we ask that healing come forth. Let healing spring forth in the mighty, oh God. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, hallelujah, that you will bless the bread and water, that it will take sickness away from our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to cancer and we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We loose your hold and firmly and affix upon her body right now. And we decree and declare healing, that healing will take place. Amen. We root the healing. We plant the seed of healing. And oh, God, your word said one planet, one water, but you give the increase. Lord, as we plant, oh God, right now, and we water by faith, oh God, as we bring your daughter to you this day, oh God, Lord, we ask that you increase healing in her body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let our organs be blessed. Amen. Let every part of our body function the way you intended it to function, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let our heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. Let your presence give our life and health. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless our blood, oh God, for life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. Bringing healing to the entire part of our body. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that she will testify the goodness of the Lord, that she will testify that you have healed her body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we pray that she would seek you even more, God, in these trying times, oh God, that she would surrender all over to you. Know that all things are in your hands and that you are able to do it all. Amen. So, Lord, we pray right now that you would divinely intervene on behalf of your daughter, Bathsheba. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would call your ordained and known doctors, Holy, that you have put in position to see about your children. Oh, Lord, that they would be the ones that would see your daughter. Amen. They would decree and declare, hallelujah, that she is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless her with long life and show your salvation. You, oh, Lord, let her be blessed and be strengthened. Amen. And let her not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Your peace be with her, God. Your peace, oh God.
Yeah.
And we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare, she is healed. She is delivered and set free from every form, every kind of cancer known and unknown to man. And it is so. And it shall be known. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless you, Takara. God bless you. We pray multiple blessings upon your life. Amen. And God's protection around you and your family. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you, Takara. I know you dropped the line, dropped and you came back on. So God bless you. It is well. It is well. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead and welcome this morning. Good morning. Welcome. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Sean. God bless you. I don't know if you can hear me, but we can't hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanking God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you this morning, that you're able to be on the line. We just pray that God will continue to be your strength, that God will continue to lead and guide you and direct you, that you will follow the leading of our Heavenly Father by His Spirit.
And so we just thank God for you. May the peace of God just overwhelm you today. Amen. May the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength. May you have that joy that's unspeakable. When people look at you, they're like, I can't say it all. I'm just grateful. You know, hallelujah. May the joy of the Lord will take you and all that's in your home. It is in Jesus Christ's mighty name I pray. The joy of the Lord, hallelujah, be with you always. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Twan, my dear, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes,
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I have no complaints. God woke me up. I got my health. God continues to keep my family. They have their health. People are going to complain. People grow weary, but each and every day I'm blessed to wake up a new day. Sometimes I'm ready to go to sleep so I can wake up for a new day. But I'm doing well and I'm doing good.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. You know, I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. Just seeing you, you know, making a decision to be in position, amen. And I just pray that you live that life of, you know, allowing yourself to be in position to receive from God, because there's greater, there's more, you know. With God, there's greater, there's more, amen. And, you know, God is a miracle-working God, and he's able to do all things with him. It's all about us positioning ourselves, position our mind so that we can receive from God, coming aside from all the clutter and the noise of the world, amen, and those things that are set up to tempt us or draw us away from God, amen, from being in position so that we can receive the miracle of healing, the miracle of being delivered, the miracle of being set free, the doors of blessings can be open. So I just pray that you continue to operate, you know, with obedience of the Holy Spirit. But God bless you. I love you. We thank God for
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Sister Shavante, welcome. Good morning. How you doing this morning, sister? Hallelujah. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm good this morning. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. Okay.
I'm definitely, the Holy Spirit is definitely present in this line today, because I tell you, man, I'm just overjoyed.
Yes, Lord, we thank God. I'm telling you, I'm just in a place of gratefulness. I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm expecting. You know, hallelujah, when I get the answer no, or you're not, no, you don't qualify, or you, let me tell you, I get excited because I know the God I serve is able to qualify me, amen. When man is disqualified me, I serve a God that qualifies me for those things that man has disqualified me. I serve a God that approves me for the things that man say I'm not approved, amen. I get excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the enemy think he about to win, when he think he about to knock me down, I'll be like, but God said, I will not allow the enemy to speak into my life. I will not allow the enemy to tell me what I can and cannot do and tell me who I am. I will not. I get excited because I know who I serve. I know who my God is and who is able to almighty God. My Lord, my God. I'm going to get the preacher on this line this morning. I'm telling you, that's when you stand even more in the word of God. That's not when you fold and become depressed and get down. That's when you stand and say, what God said.
Hallelujah.
But God said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on with that fight. Lord. They say, we about to take Israel. No, you ain't about to take nothing. I'll give it to you, but you ain't about to take nothing, because my God said, I can have. Come on. When you know the power that you have, they can't take your peace. They can't take your joy. They can't. They can take all they want to take. Earth, you can have it. But I'm telling you, I get excited. I get excited when the enemy try to tell me, you hurt. Oh, you're going to be sick. You a lie. I'm healed. Oh, but you hurt right there. But I'm still here. Amen. I'm still delivered. I'm set free. We continue. Guess what? Then in the meantime, if God calling me home, I'm going home. Hallelujah. The victory is already won. Devil, you a liar. I get excited. I'm not going to get under my cover and get to crying and carrying on. No. No. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to work. Ooh, I'm going to get it. Oh, no. That's what the enemy wants us to do.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. When you grasp and understand who you are and hold on to that, I'm telling you, it don't matter what man say or what man do. You look to God and say, Lord, I know you about to, you expect it. Lord, I know you got to do something. I know you got a plan. I just want to thank you right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let me go my job. Lord, I'm excited because I know you got something greater. You got something. Oh, Lord, you got something. You about to show out. Oh, let them do it. Let them do it. I'm just saying. All right, y'all. I know it's early. I'm pretty
Come on now. Come on now.
Amen. You just thank God this morning. You just thank God this morning. I'm telling you. Instead of going, I'm okay. You know what? I'm good. My mom used to probably be like, how you feel? I'd be like, I'm good, Mama. I was well. She said, no, how you really feeling? Mama, I'm good. She said, I know you ain't going to tell nobody. You going to always say, but God and this and that. I said, yes, ma'am, and I'm doing good.
Yep.
You know, people say, how is it really going on? How you really, really feeling? They try to get you to speak. See, that's the enemy. They try to get you to say it, to speak over yourself. That's why we got to be careful.
Lord.
That's the trickery of the enemy. And then he'll use people.
Lord,
and they don't even realize they're being used.
Lord,
but you got to identify that spirit and call that spirit out.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for dealing with me this morning because I do get excited. I'm just... Okay, I will be able to lay that down and try to take a nap before I go back to work.
I need a cup of excitement. Fill my cup.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Great is him. Great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. It is so true.
Amen.
You just have to believe. And that's the hardest thing for us to do as human beings is to believe. We'll believe in everything men say. We'll believe, they'll tell you, the world going in. Everybody got all these prophecies. Let me tell you something. Nobody don't know when he's coming back, but we know he's coming back.
Right.
Everybody want to prophesy. Yeah. He says he's coming. We know he's coming back. But Jesus even said he doesn't know when. He said that's in the hands of the Father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not operate in fear. Let's enjoy the life that God has given us because he's always with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Enjoy this life that God has given you. Enjoy.
Come on.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about having enough of this. I'm going to do this. Do it. Enjoy. Enjoy this life of God.
Thank you.
Don't worry yourself. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to worry yourself. He wants you to be in fear, thinking you're going to die, thinking you're going to lose everything, thinking you're crazy, you're losing your mind, you're depressed, you're oppressed. You got power. Speak it. Walk it.
Come on. Speak it this morning.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I'm doing good this morning. Just to let y'all know, I'm on fire for the Lord. Amen. Use me, Lord. As the tongues of blood pour, there's a rejoicing open for those of us that don't understand our interpretation tongues. And I thank God for the gift of interpretation of tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a rejoicing, there's an opening, there's a surrendering going on in the Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The walls are coming down. Amen. The walls are coming down. Hallelujah. Breakthrough is coming. Amen. Breakthrough is coming. You believe it? Can you believe it? If you can believe it, guess what? You can receive it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. You see, many people, they get afraid when they hear tongues. Let me tell you why that is. Because you got people speaking in tongues, but also speaking curses. You got people that are speaking in tongues and they're cursing you at the same time. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help today that we may discern the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That we don't just let anybody pray for us. Amen. Just because they say, let us pray. We don't just let everybody and we don't give our ear to every sermon. Amen. Because every sermon is not of God. We got to be very careful. Amen. What we give our eyes to, our ears to, even our words to. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy comes. He's not going to come. Hallelujah. He never come revealing himself. Amen. He's going to always come disguising himself to be the light. He is not the light.
Impossible.
He is not the light. Many have been hurt by the church.
Yes.
And we talk about people because it's not the building. It's the people. That you got to ask yourself, who am I having church with? Who are you having church with? My Lord, my God, speak on the spirit, not my words.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, don't give up on God because God won't give up on you. And I just thank God this morning. Amen.
Thank
our
you,
scripture
Lord.
This morning is coming out the book of John, chapter 6. John, chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. Amen. Holy Spirit, speak. Amen. Okay, this word, catch this word this morning. Hallelujah. You ain't got to do nothing more. God said, I'm going to take care of your enemies. He said, you ain't got to do nothing more. He said, I'm going to take care of your enemies. Hallelujah. Whoever that word is for, so somebody on the side said, you don't have to do anything else. He said, I'm going to take care of your enemies. You ain't got to speak about it. You ain't got to do anything else, but just trust me with it. He said, I'm going to take care of your enemies. He will cause those same people to come and bless you. Amen? Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. That's the word of God. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, come on, come on. I'm coming, y'all. I'm coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, hold up,
when I tell you this word is heavy this morning, do you hear
me? Yes. He caught up, yes. Oh,
thank God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your holy name. God bless, God bless, God bless, God bless, God bless. How do you come on, shut up? There's healing on the backside. What am I saying? What am I saying? What are you saying, prophet? There's healing on the backside. Who shut that up? Some of us have been wounded from the back. They've done things behind your back. But hallelujah, there's healing, hallelujah, on the backside. Come on, shut up. Come on in. Come on. Come on there. Come on there. Come on there. There's healing going on in the back. You've been wounded. Those have been doing things on your backside. They've been stabbing you in the back. They've been slicing you up in the back. But God is healing you. We're talking about these deep wounds. Hallelujah. These deep wounds. Hallelujah. Shout out. Jesus, I see these deep wounds, deep wounds. I'm talking about roaring deep wounds in your back. Shut up, boy, shut that. Come on. There's healing. There's healing on the back side. Those wounds are being healed. They're being healed from the inside out. So I see the healing coming from the inside out. It is done. My Lord, my God, if I could get to the scripture this morning. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. It is done. 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 Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. We decree and declare no more. No more. No more. The works of the enemy in our lives. No more. No more. What we give to the enemy, amen. We will not give our word. We will not give our tongue to the enemy, amen. We will not give our finances. We will not give our possessions to the enemy, amen. We won't do it anymore, no more. We decree and declare never again this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We will speak what God has told us to speak, amen. We will not keep it to ourselves, amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare it is done. 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 If you would only receive it. Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. Yes, Lord. Oh Lord, yes, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God. For eyes have not seen, ears have not entered into the heart of man, the plans that God has for you. To come. I'm telling you, the enemy is upset. That he's been covered up. Hallelujah, that belongs to you. It is being uncovered, and you shall receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is that he's been trying to hide away and cover up. Hallelujah. God is about to reveal it. Hallelujah. It's been uncovered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 6, verse 43 through 51. And I'll go ahead and read. I don't want to stop you. If you're still allowing the Holy Spirit to move on you, let it move on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things that have to come off. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said in John 6, verse 43 and 51, it says, Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 25 said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Verse 26 says, not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Verse 27 said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Verse 48 says, I am the bread of life. 49 says, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. Verse 50 says, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. Verse 51 says, hallelujah. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for life of the world. My Lord, my God, we thank God for the word this morning. Amen. God, not man, plays the most active role in salvation. When someone chooses to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, he or she does so only in response to the urging of God's Holy Spirit. God does the urging. Then we decide whether or not to believe. Amen? So no one can believe in Jesus without God's help. No one can believe in Jesus.
That's good.
Without God's help. It is my prayer, amen, hallelujah. 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 That God be that help to those that have not come to believe. I pray that they will make a decision, amen, to receive from our Heavenly Father, amen, today. Today, as God urges them, amen, that they will make a decision to believe and to receive from God. To believe in Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Jesus, in verse 45, Jesus was alluding to an Old Testament view of the Messianic kingdom in which all people are taught directly by God. He was stressing the importance of not merely hearing, but learning. We are taught by God through the Bible, our experiences, the thoughts the Holy Spirit brings, and relationships with other Christians. The question is this: are you open to God's teaching? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to wrap up. We're getting close to time here, but understand the beliefs are used here. It means continuing to believe. We do not believe merely once. We keep on believing and trusting Jesus. We keep on. It ain't just one time for this situation, but we keep on. We keep on believing. Mm. Hallelujah. And trusting Jesus. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it right there. Amen. I'm going to leave it right there. Hallelujah. I pray that God had a blessing for the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Oh, Lord, help us all. Help us all.
Hallelujah.
It is well.
Help us both.
Amen, 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 amen. At this time, we're gonna make our prayer petition. I know we right there at 6 o'clock time, so we're not going to keep us much longer here. Amen. We're going to start our sister to cry. I think she's already gave up a prayer petition for our sister this morning. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just need to pray about my wedding.
Come again?
Your
wedding.
Just pray that everything is okay and everything is good.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the life of your daughter. As we come today on 1:00, God, trust you so mightily in the life of your daughter, Sean. And Father God, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, is you, oh God, that ordained marriage. Hallelujah, it's a holy matrimony for you, oh God, you say, so we that be holy, amen. So Lord, we pray, oh God, for divine provisions, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your guidance and leading, oh God, in this marriage, in this wedding, for the preparation of it all. We come against every attack of the enemy right now. Against the wedding, amen, the wedding party, and all, oh God, that they set out to do, oh God, hallelujah, so that they can do your will, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let every need be met, oh God, and Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will prepare the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God, as they, hallelujah, prepare for their wedding, and we decree and declare victory that all is well, that it is blessed, amen, that it will find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, on the day, oh God, not even before the day, amen, before the day coming, on the day, oh God, that they will find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, as they come to be one, as you call man to be one with his wife. And we just want to say thank you that all is well, that every plot, plan, and trick and deceitfulness of the wicked one has been destroyed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak the goodness of the Lord over your wedding right now, and we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be known the way. We call it blessed, amen. We call it favored by God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare it will be a joyous occasion, that all will come and enjoy and receive, amen. The blessing of the Lord will be in the building, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, right now. Let peace reign and let joy come to your daughter and her husband-to-be. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Sean. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. It is well. It is well. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, trying to put a wedding together is much, is much, is much. Me and my husband, we got married. We did it very quick and quiet, okay? So I know that's a lie for you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. My niece, Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. I received that word from the prophet. Everything. You've already put in the air. You've already, the prayers have been up, and I believe in the victory. And so I just
pray
that I will be done. And that's my prayer.
I know I could barely hear you on the end. Would you say your prayer word?
I just pray that God's will be done,
And that's my prayer.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, I receive that too. I receive that for myself. Amen. And you can receive it on the line today for yourself as well. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We can surrender it all over, oh God, to you, your will, oh God. Let your will be done, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as your daughter come petition our faith, oh God. Hallelujah. With a heart to serve. Amen. Hallelujah. For a heart to do your will, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. To be your child, oh God. Hallelujah. To operate according to your Holy Spirit that give life. Mm-hmm. And give direction and instruction, the inward voice. So we just want to say thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for your will, oh God, amen, in our life, oh God, that we can truly be blessed, amen. Hallelujah, because we know that all good things coming from you, Father God. So your word said that you would not withhold any good thing from your children. So, Lord, we just thank you for your good will being done in our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our steps are ordered by you, Father God, that we are truly blessed in every step that we take, amen. Blessed when we lay down, blessed when we rise up again, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are blessed to our family, amen. Hallelujah, we are blessed to all that we come in contact with, amen. Because we, hallelujah, we want your will, and we want your will to be done continually, oh God. Get your will continually to guide, lead, direct, and instruct us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we say it again this morning, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have given us this day, our daily bread, and we, hallelujah, that our spiritual bellies may be full, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, my niece. I love you. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was at the hospital when you was born. My Lord, my God. Grown woman now with children and a husband.
Yes.
I feel like I'm getting up in age. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. This is the say, God bless you. Go ahead, sister.
God bless. Good morning. At first, I was just, you know, trying to see what to pray for. I just had the moaning this morning, but here toward the end, I did, you know, just to restore my joy, my peace, you know, everything that the enemy has stolen from me, I want it back, and then some. And so I just decree and declare this morning, you know, and I'm standing in agreement with you already before it's even said, already have been said, but it's coming back. I want it back. I'm taking it by force.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Right now,
amen.
Right now, in the mighty name of
Lord.
Jesus Christ, let me come with all faith and combined faith this morning.
Lord.
On one accord, oh God. And Lord, we decree and declare because your word said that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So Lord, as we come to say, hallelujah, with your daughter, she petitioned about with all faith and leading. Oh, Lord, because we know you to be a hallelujah door, God, of all things good. Amen.
Restore,
so we, hallelujah, and you've given us the power that we can take back anything that the enemy has stolen from us. So right now, with immediate effect, we take back right now. Hallelujah.
We take
joy,
it back,
hallelujah.
Oh God.
Peace, amen. Let it be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare that we receive it back, and she receive it back seven times over that it was taken right
God.
Now.
Thank
in the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus
Thank
Christ,
Lord.
In her marriage, in her
in
relationship, in her business,
oh
God, in her home, all that she's connected to, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We take it back right now. We snatch it out the hand of the enemy, amen. And we decree and declare how all is returning more, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that joy is here, amen. Unspeakable joy, peace. Is raining, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome home, joy. Welcome home, peace. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, be blessed today. Devil, you a liar. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we just
want to
say thank you.
Thank you.
Receive
Lord.
It.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
It's in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name we pray. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, God.
God bless you.
Thank
God bless you.
God bless you.
God
bless you.
Amen. I do have prayers that I am led to pray this morning. My prayers always to continue to do God's will, to be used by God. That is my prayer. My heart's desire is to just be used by God, you know, consistently in everything that I do. Some of us, we want to straddle the fence. You know, we still want to be in the world, and we want to, you know, we want to do what God has called us to do, and then we half want to do that, and we want to do more of the world and less of God. And, you know, okay, I can do church on Sunday, I can do, but I'm going to do what I want to do the rest of the week. And I say this because when God called me in the ministry, I was Diva Mac Productions. But when he said drop Diva Mac Productions, I said, immediately, I said, all right, Lord. And there was a moaning, there was a mourning for like 30 seconds. I was on the phone with my good friend, and I said, he said right now. And it was, you know, and I said, it was 30 seconds living. And she said, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to pray to God and ask, because you've been doing this for, like, at that time, it was like 15 years or so, like 14, 15 years. And I said, God said it, and it's done. Ain't no need to ask him about it. He said, drop it, it's dry. It's done.
Right.
You know.
Come on, we got to let go
of those things. Like, sometimes we still want to hold on to that old nature, that old thing that God said, no, I'm doing a new thing. But you still got to hold on to the old thing. You got to really, when God called you, and he's called you, like, you really got to, you got to surrender all over to God. You got to make that decision, like, I'm not going that way again. I'm not going to go back that way anymore. That's not me anymore. That's not my way anymore. Do we fall down? Yeah, you may fall down, but you get back up again. Because it's the enemy's job to keep you down, to keep you condemned, to keep you in shame and guilt, you know, and condemnation. So you just get back up, you know. And then finally that thing that the enemy used to use, it won't work no more. Because then you have a made-up mind. That's my prayer, that we have a made-up mind, amen, to do let God's will be done in our life. That we have a made-up mind that I'm going to choose righteousness, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to choose what's right. And so that's, you know, that we haven't made a mind, because people are playing too much. People are playing church. They get church. They get the whole high one and everything. But they have not gotten God. They don't have Jesus. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They're playing.
Right.
And our life should reflect that when people hear us, when people meet us and they talk to us, they be like, you know what, I perceive you to be a woman of God. I perceive you to be a man of God. A lot of times you even got to open your mouth. They're just watching how you move. My Lord, my God. And we just thank God this morning. I pray for the life of the strength of our families. And I just pray that God will just continue to keep us, amen, and remember us day in and day out, amen. That he remember our prayers and bring those in our family out of harm's way, amen. I know we're praying for our families to come to know, you know, come and receive Christ. And I believe that they will, amen. I believe it. I believe that God will thrust the right labors across their lives, that they will be able to see, you know, God's word in a mighty way, that their life will be changed, that they will make a decision that I'm going to follow Jesus. And that's the beauty of it, because then you know when you see that person that didn't believe, that had a lot to say about, oh, ain't no God, why would God let this? And then the Holy Spirit convict them, and this is how God works. And they know, just like Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, it had to be God. They said, wait a minute, were you talking about the same one that was killing? Wait a minute, you talking about the same one that was doing this? Wait a minute, it can't never be, but God had to do this. That's my prayer for those of you in our family, that God would do a quick work in me. That I would say, hold on, if God did it for so-and-so, we don't need to be all identical for so-and-so. Wait a minute, ain't nothing but God. God is real. Wait a minute, I want some of that. You know, so.
Yes.
Amen. And I just want to pray these prayers of deliverance this morning for us and those in our family. Amen. Whoever it's for that I need this deliverance this morning, this is what I'm led to pray. And I do want to pray before we get off the line here. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that you already answered, Lord God, that every prayer petition have went forth this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you already made a way which seemed to be no way. And, Lord, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that restoration has come, and joy has been restored, and peace, your peace has been restored in the life of your daughters. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made provisions in the way of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, that you have shut the doors to the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that their works are
destroyed, amen. And we thank you, Lord God, that your will is manifesting in our life, oh God, because we trust in you in all things and for all things, for you are the creator of all, oh God. We just want to say thank you as we come this morning, oh God. We come not just for ourselves, for those in our family, oh God, for they may be delivered and set free, oh God, that your heavy protection may be around them, oh God, and their thoughts, oh God. We pray for their minds this morning, oh God, that their minds will be stayed on you, oh God, that you will keep them in perfect peace. We come against every attack of our minds this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our thoughts be pure, righteous, oh God, hallelujah, and holy unto you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we break all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, rejection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command right now all generational hereditary spirits operating in our life through curses to be bound and cast out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, immorality to come out of our sexual character in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, rage, amen, amen, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, of mental illness, double-minded, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of our minds and the minds of our family and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of suicide, and we come against the spirit of homosexuality, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against, we break all curses of rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of double-mindedness, amen, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of our conscience, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of pride, stubbornness, and disobedience, and self-will, self-resistance, arrogance to come of our will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And our spirits operating in our head, eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We command all hidden spirits hiding in any part of our lives to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for restoration this morning, for restoring every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in our bodies, oh Lord. We decree and declare with all faith that we are beautifully and perfectly and wonderfully made by you, and that we are the apple of your eye. For you are our Heavenly Father, and we thank you. Right now, we decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed, amen, and we can never be cursed because you have blessed us. And we just want to say thank you for it. We break all assignments of the enemy against our finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for you are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, and that we have more than enough. It is you that provides for us. We decree and declare that our well will never run dry because it's you, Lord God, that does the pouring in. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we drink of the cup of the blessing. The plowman overtakes the reaper in our life, and the tread of grapes, the sower of the seed, and we live in continual harvest. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare as we leave this life and never your presence that we have received our healing. We are delivered. We are set free. We are blessed. We are restored. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for increasing the anointing on us, oh God, in our lives. Lord, I ask, oh God, all that's on the line this morning, let us receive fresh oil upon our hands, amen, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh man, oh God, fresh power of the Holy Ghost, and we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, beautiful women of God. I pray that you are able to receive on today. Amen. The best in the Lord. At this time, I'll call you later. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, to God be glory. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Before I release the pastor's blessing, I do want to share devotions with you all today before we close out. Then I'll release the pastor's blessing. But the devotion says, Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bone. And it says, what kind of attitude did you wake up with this morning? A positive attitude gives you power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having power over you. Think about that for a second. Are you driven by your emotions, or do you wake up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Any medical doctor will tell you that the patients who are truly sick, and I'm talking about terminal illness, not the flu, always respond better to treatment if they have a good attitude. There are many medical reasons for this, but the Bible said it first, a merry heart does good. God's plan is for you to live a life filled with joy. That's not to say that every day will be a carnival ride, but even when you're in the valley, God is standing right beside you, ready to fight your battles for you. If that doesn't give you a reason to shout, I don't know.
Come on.
That is the reason for today. Amen. I just want to share that with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk with the confidence that you can live in total victory. Amen. Your past cannot destroy the present, and you cannot control the future. God is almighty by himself. His angels are beside you. He's walking with you through the fire. Amen. Have confidence that this day is a new beginning. Amen. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I love you all. Thank God for y'all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. So we meet again tonight, 5 a.m. Love you too. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family.